Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. Did you see LeBron and JJ Redick have a new... We drop down and if they talk Bachelor, it's over for us.
I did see that. I didn't think about them being a...
First thing I thought of. This is bad news for the Rem and AB business. These guys get into reality TV recaps. Kiss this whole thing goodbye.
We kind of are the LeBron and JJ Redick of Bachelor, to be honest.
I take offense to that.
Students of the game. Why?
Well, JJ Redick and LeBron.
Oh, because you're exactly JJ Redick and I'm LeBron. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Biggest takeaway from Women Tell All, mine. I'll go first. Kathy and Susan have a new podcast, Bachelor Happy Hour Golden Hour, presented by ABC. Looking forward to that. What's your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway is Maria. Huge winner. On this entire season, I've never seen someone who, as I'm going through the season, I thought, you know, this is a potential villain arc here. People might hate her. And somehow she, you know, disposed of all those that that were against her and came out the other side. As like a hero. She's getting a hero's welcome. And then she had a performance for the ages on the Women Tell All, where everyone was apologizing to her by the end.
They were kissing her feet.
And the crowd was raucously applauding her. I've never seen someone, you know,
take a hold of what, you know,
she
saw what direction she was going and she grabbed the timeline and ripped it to where she wanted it to go.
She took it where she wanted. I've never seen anything like this. Okay.
Yeah, I think I agree with that characterization. Now, she didn't change any minds during Tell All because when her name was announced in the pop scene, like The Rock came back
LA
to
Knight.
SmackDown. It was unbelievable that pop she got.
It's a gigantic pop. got better for her. Throughout the show.
I was watching the Kings game after this game, and my guy Kevin Draper, when I think Malik Monk was about to do something awesome, and the Kings were like on a run, the Golden One was rocking, and he was like, "Don't do it to him," when he shot a three and he missed the three, thank goodness, because I think Kevin Draper was scared for the structural integrity of the Golden One Center, and that's what this was like. This studio was
Maria
going to crumble
doing.
If it got
Don't
any
do
louder
it to
than
him, Maria.
Don't do it, Maria. No.
The people are too far behind her. Is she going to be the Bachelorette? What's going on here? I feel like after you see that,
so.
I don't know how you
so.
Don't. Look at the applause.
They know what's happening. They know this, how people feel about her. I think.
Just look at the applause in the studio audience and then also the numbers on fast-forwarding through this episode to see where people watch.
Can they see those numbers?
Because listen, there's some people that got up there. I was fast-forwarding, okay?
Full disclosure.
Just saying.
We're going to run through the tell-all. We'll talk a little bit about the massive disappointment that was the portion, the continuation of last week's episode.
It's a joke.
There is some controversy about the Rose Order. We will discuss. We can't ignore it any longer. And then we have a good mailbag. So a short little fun episode. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't like the segments where Jesse and the lead go to the watch parties. I would be lying if I said I didn't like that. I love those.
If you're saying that you don't like that, you're just a hater.
You got to stick up your butt.
You're just a hater, and you don't like good, clean fun.
There aren't many shows that people watch in groups. This is one of those. This is one of the shows, the few shows.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In studio, the cast members on set are Lauren, Allison, sisters, Edwina, Star, Evelyn, Taylor, Caitlin, Autumn, Kelsey T, Leia, Sydney, Jess, Medina, Lexi, Jen, and...
Who'd you call a Star?
Star is her name.
Oh, okay, never mind. At first, I thought you were giving Edwina, descriptors Star. For everyone.
No.
Because you said sisters, I think. Didn't you say sisters?
I did say sisters. Lauren and Allison were the sisters.
Then I thought you kept going with your descriptors.
I could totally understand Star. How you thought that. No, her name is Star with two R's. And
okay, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. No, the Maria in the pop seat. It sounded like Anthony Edwards, Target Center, when Anthony Edwards said that.
It was nuts.
Crazy.
People went crazy.
Were they piping it in? I don't care. It's not unreasonable that was the actual audio. What'd you think of the amount of crosstalk? Well, I got an old man take about it.
Too much crosstalk for you, obviously, you're saying?
I thought we were veering away from crosstalk, angry crosstalk. I thought the last couple tell-alls, if I recall, had been more subdued and kind of respectful. And I thought with this cast, that's what we would get because everyone seemed to get along.
Yeah.
Other than Sydney and Leia and Maria.
There was a lot of crosstalk.
There was a lot of crosstalk.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm trying to think of the best way to say this.
She gets you lathered up if you're jealous.
She not only gets you lathered up if you're jealous, but then she loves crosstalk. She likes having a good old-fashioned argument where both sides, there's no rules. Everyone's just arguing. Okay, everyone's just arguing. She'll overtalk you. She'll let you. She's okay if you talk over her. Just get your points out. That's Maria's style of arguing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that it could just be her, her being on this show.
Might have been her.
Exclusively Maria.
The crosstalk.
Yeah.
The crowd was extra Mari, and they were eating out of Maria's hand. I'll say
Did
this
you
about
say Mari.
Maria. Extra Maury as an adjective. This was a Maury crowd.
Extra Springer.
Yes. They were rooting for points, rooting for their, the people they cheered for.
Mm-hmm.
Maria had this crowding out of her hand, AB, and I don't think what happens a lot, and we always reference this when we talk about tell-alls, the heroes from the season, or even the B-tier heroes, go home and they read the comments. They get gassed up on the positive reviews of their performances. They get different perspectives so they can come to the tell-alls prepared with talking points and like arguments to make. I don't think she did that. I think this Maria that was on the tell-all was the same as the Maria on the TV. Yeah. This was who she is.
I agree. And that's what's so endearing to everyone, including myself. That's why we like her.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like an act with her. That just seems like she has that type of argument in realness with anyone in her real life.
I agree completely. Genuine and real. Maria. Mm-hmm.
The Bachelorette.
There were some early discussions, if you want to call them those. There was debate about whether or not Leia was a true girl's girl. A lot of back and forth about that. Medina had to defend her being respectful to Maria after her friend Sydney went home on the 2-on-1. There was a revelation that Lauren was the one who told Leia to shut the fuck up, not Maria, who Leia accused.
That story checks out. Yep.
During the break, Maria and Leia hugged because Leia was crying and overwhelmed. She was getting stampeded by Maria mania in the moment and needed a moment to herself. There were disagreements about whether or not Maria told Jess to, quote, zip it or shut up every time Jess talked.
It sounds like it was confirmed she did tell her to zip it, but not to shut up, which is the same thing. I will argue.
Yeah, that was one where I was like, I don't know, Maria, if I'm on your side on this.
Zip It might be worse than shut up, to be honest. I didn't tell you to shut up. I told you to zip it. Well, it's the same thing. You want me to close my mouth and not open it, not talk. It's the same fucking thing.
And someone accused Maria of gaslighting, which was actually a free space on the Women Tell All bingo card.
Gaslighting.
I would have bet my career, my podcasting career, that there would be that accusation. Anything else before we get to hot seat talk?
Sydney, I got the feeling she just cut her losses here. She's like, you know what? I'm not going to really push this. I'm not going to be the focal point of this argument. I know I lost this battle. There's no reason to make this worse for myself. Quiet episode from Sydney.
It happened later during when Maria was in the hot seat. But both Sydney and Leia kissed Maria's feet. They saw what was happening here. You have to get on the good side. This is the most powerful person in the Bachelor universe right now, or one of. It's kind of like when that Beast Rabin had to kiss his cousin Fade Rautha's feet. It was a matter of survival.
I don't know
rather than genuine loyalty.
I don't know what that's from.
Fade Rautha says, come here, cousin.
Pretty good Fade Rautha, baby. From? I don't know what this is
pretty
from.
Pretty good stuff. You'll find out one day. All right, anyway, Lexi in the hot seat.
I mean, you see Marie getting that pop when you show up. You're sitting in that seat.
You have to switch. You got to
change
strategies.
You're getting ready. You're getting ready. You have your strategy. You have your note cards. You've gone over all night. Like, I'm gonna hit these points. I got these bullet points. I'm gonna fucking get her. Okay. And then Maria, you hear that applause
goes out.
That was
window.
Like 100 and maybe 1,000 times bigger than your own applause. You go, okay.
Yeah.
Game, set, match. It's
I'm
over.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm very
Please forgive
sorry.
Me.
I'm sorry.
Lexi was in the hot seat. You know, a lot of goodwill Lexi's way. It was a little shorter than I expected, especially compared to Jen.
She's not going
to
be the Bachelorette, Rim.
Well, that was confirmed by the length of
confirmed.
This hot seat.
Confirmed. Yeah. Confirmed hot seat appearance.
Not even
Lexi
under consideration.
Lexi will not be your Bachelorette and is not considered right now. Maybe turned it down. Who knows?
No.
Didn't turn it down, but no, not considered. It's got to be Maria.
Joey handled their conversation so well, Lexi says.
Mm-hmm.
And I put suspiciously well, because that's the bit I've been harping on this whole season.
Well,
because
Joey knew about it before he heard about it.
Yeah. He had the shot sheet. Mm-hmm. Jen in the hot seat. Didn't think she would get emotional watching back her fifth place finish. A lot of talk about her family. That wasn't a dig. That was more of like a I'm personally disappointed because of how much stock I put into Jen.
It sounded like a dig.
Well, it was. She's like, oh, man. You know, come on.
Fifth place finish. I don't even know why you're up here on this hot seat, to be frank with you.
A lot of time in the hot seat for Jen.
There weren't really anyone to have up in the hot seat, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know who else.
Like, Jen's not hot seat. Didn't have a hot seat storyline or placement. But here we are.
Well, Maria just sucked up so much attention that everything else seemed secondary.
I mean, to be honest, all of these had, I want to move past this because I want to get to the main event feel for me. Let me, the mid card I'm not interested in right now. Let me get to the big guns.
Name a recurring mid-carder who you have that feeling watching. It's no offense toward them or their abilities.
Chad Gable. He's a great wrestler. I like him. But when his match comes on, I'm fast-forwarding. I got to see what the end of Raw. It's a three-hour program. There's certain people you're going to fast-forward through. Okay?
I've never been more confident that you would have a good answer to that question than when I asked that. Obviously, he's going to... Chad Gable.
I fast-forward through a wrestling show every week. You're great.
You're great.
You have a lot of great qualities.
Both Jen and Lexi.
I just am going to fast-forward through your segment.
Both Jen and Lexi were up there to tout the positive impact their stories had with viewers. That's the main reason they're up there.
Yep.
Then Maria in the hot seat. What about this, AB?
She's a star, Rim. Nothing else to say. There's really nothing else to say.
I already did my Dune joke, so yeah, I don't have much either. They do a little recap. She hugs Sydney and Leia. You didn't think anything was put on. You thought Maria was being Maria.
Maria's Maria, which is why I want her to be the Bachelorette.
You have clouded.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't even need to finish that. Whatever you're going to say.
I didn't even know where I was
probably
going,
biased.
You know what I meant.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Of course. I watched it clouded. I could barely see through the clouds, in fact, Rim. I couldn't even see Maria.
Maria
I'm so clouded.
Okay. Anything before we get to the Tulum portion?
I'm trying to think back to the other bachelorettes that were popular on their seasons of Bachelor. Am I caught up in the moment here, or is this something very special in terms of the reaction
different.
From everyone? She had an applause and support from everyone. And even when you look at it online, when I go in the Facebook group, it's mostly Maria love. I don't remember this even with people like Hannah Brown or Tayshia or, you know, who else? It doesn't matter.
Here's what I think the difference is.
I don't remember this.
We'll go through them a little bit.
Okay.
One, I can definitely see how she would rub people the wrong way. I don't think Maria is for everyone. Neither of us are assuming that. So if you don't like Maria, we're not stunned by that.
No, I'm not stunned by anyone not liking her.
The difference, I think, in the sympathy people feel for her is that her combatants, if you will, or the people who have done her wrong on the season, are her fellow castmates. She is not the victim of something dumb The Bachelor did, which is often the case. Rachel and Gabby come to mind. Of course, Becca. Even Claire Crowley, back from way back in Juan Pablo's season, later became a bachelorette.
Because of something the lead did to them.
More or less. That's where all the sympathy is engendered. It is
for
very
sure.
I can't think of a single time where like a cast member who was constantly battling other cast members gained sympathy and became a lead through that route.
Yeah, that's I don't fully know how she escaped.
She escaped.
Like usually when you're fighting with the other women, you end up being a villain, even if everyone thinks that you're in the right. But I feel like she fought them off while also becoming,
a hero.
Is it an anti-hero? I don't know. It's maybe. Almost like, I don't know. I don't think of her as John Cena. I think of her as
no.
fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, the anti-hero.
Okay. I feel bad for the non-wrestling fans.
It makes too much sense
not to say it.
Yeah, Stone Cold is a perfect analogy, in fact.
Or
she's
like,
not
you know, the OG Mad Max. Like, yeah, maybe he's killed some innocents, you know?
Sure.
But he's just trying to survive on his own.
Yeah. And he's got all these qualities that people see in themselves and also wish they had in themselves. Like, I wish I was that brash.
Yeah, I wish I said that. Yeah, exactly.
I wish I said some shit like that to some people that were wronging me.
Yes. That's a huge
anti-hero
thing. People watch Maria and they go, I wish I could say that to my fucking, again,
yeah.
Stone Cold. I wish I could say that shit
Stone
to
Cold
my boss.
Steve Austin. Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Maria.
Exactly.
Need to workshop that name.
Let's take a short break for a short episode.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at OnePeloton.com.
Okay, back to Tulum. Yeah, this could have been an email, Kelsey. This did not need to be a meeting. Scale of 1 to 10, how disappointed were you? 10 being almost quitting the franchise.
I will go Disappointment level, 1 to 10. Yeah. 10 quitting the franchise, 8.
Me too.
Very high. Very high. Obviously, producer done. Here's some stationery. Write him a note. They didn't even wait long enough after he got the letter and she's showing up at the door. What's even the point? Logistically, what was the point of your letter? You showed up 3 minutes after he read it. What are we doing here?
To get the hook for the cliffhanger.
But at least let him sleep on it and really try to turn things around. Like,
oh, you wanted to go a whole extra down. That would have been.
That would have been very mean to Joey, but what you did was already mean to Joey, knowing he has these concerns, and then leaving an ominous note on his door, and all she has to say is, I really miss you?
For the record, his concerns that he has are also being implanted in his head by the people on the show. That's not an organic concern by Joey. That's not like a rational thing to be worried about if you're the lead on the show. Kelsey wrote a note that said, we need to talk. And the topic of the thing she wanted to talk about was that she missed him on the days that she didn't see him.
It's a joke. It sent Joey spiraling when he read it, obviously.
Yeah.
Absolutely spiraling. You're lucky you didn't quit the show. You guys are just trying to do too much.
He was fuming.
The producers are doing too much per usual. This wasn't needed in the slightest. Just have the cocktail hour last week. We were fine.
Just have a normal roast ceremony.
We would have been fine.
What are
we doing here?
You still have the tease for the end of the season.
Doing this to Joey. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. We were also led to believe that this note not being bad news is actually bad news for them as a couple. Because Joey, maybe I misinterpreted this, but he thought that his, quote, biggest fear was coming true for however many minutes between when he read the note and then when Kelsey came. So it basically had the same effect on him as if it were true, as if Kelsey said, I don't love you, and was leaving. He felt the same way.
If I was Joey, I would be upset with Kelsey.
It's an insane way to phrase, we need to talk, can never be followed by, miss you, babe.
It would get me thinking, the producers obviously got you to do this, clearly. Like, you wouldn't be able to do this without them. Yeah. So,
what game are you playing?
What are you playing? Why did you do this to me? Why did you do this? It would get me questioning some things, and I think it did with Joey.
He did not look pleased.
Once she said it, and she was expecting, a relief, it was I can't believe you just did that fucked up shit to me. That's what Joey had on his face.
Yeah.
And it might affect her. He was pissed, as he should be. He should be pissed.
I don't think I would have been pissed. I would have been
pissed.
I'd have looked around. I'd have looked around and said, you did this?
No, I look at her, too. I'm looking at everybody.
She did
all of you, every one of you, get out of this room. Leave, including you, Kelsey. Everyone leave.
Yeah.
You got to go.
I'm not buying that they're on the rocks now. I'm not. This was a little spin zone-y to me.
I don't buy anything they're doing right now. I don't think I don't think they're on the rocks now. Probably not.
In fact, I didn't think
it was a positive thing. Do you think this was a positive? Is going to end up a positive for him?
It was no.
Just going to be nothing?
No. If anything, storyline-wise, it made me feel more confident that Kelsey wins. Because they are trying to throw us. They're trying really hard to throw us off the scent, which we're going to get to for another reason in a second at the rose ceremony. So I saw this and they're like, boy, I don't know. Kelsey made me feel like she doesn't love me and now I'm worried. Now I'm even more confident that Kelsey wins. Spoiler alert.
Now, to be fair to Kelsey, Joey's acting unreasonable. Old scaredy cat Joey.
He's
acting a little unreasonable with this with this fear.
It's a crazy fear to have.
Crazy fear what you're doing. Tried to play a joke on you. Cutesy joke. And it turns into this. This guy's about to cry about it.
I am starting to think that this whole thing could be like a candy camera prank show situation. The way that he has been teasing this all season. And now they're doing this kind of stuff.
You think a gotcha's
and the teaser
coming?
For next, I think whoever he picks is going to go, I'm an actress. My real name isn't Nicole from Fairbanks, Alaska. They paid me to do this. You're on Punk'd right now. See all these cameras? It just seems like they're setting this guy up for something.
he's getting set up.
They're setting it up. Rose ceremony, unless you had something else.
Nope.
No tension among the final three, strangely. Friendship bonds, in fact. maybe because one or more of them is an actress and not here for
it's possible.
It seems
possible.
Seems a little too casual. The Rose Order was Daisy and then Kelsey. Or was it AB?
Well, there's been talk of other Daisy Roses not... She shows up first and then she isn't actually first. People have roses when she walks back.
For the second
this
week
was
in
noted.
A row.
This was noted last week, yeah.
This and it occurred again this week. For the second week in a row, I don't even know if we mentioned it, the Rose Order was presented differently than it occurred. A lot of people tagged us in this video this week, too. Both times, Daisy was shown getting a rose before Kelsey, and both times, Kelsey actually got her rose first.
What do you make of that?
I make of that...
Kelsey's the winner?
Things. They want to make us seem like Kelsey is not, you know, downplay the Kelsey connection as they've kind of been doing.
Do you
building
wonder
up for
if
a Daisy Bachelorette.
I feel like they've downplayed it so much that it... You think their Daisy Bachelorette is the key, but they're... Yeah. Like, I don't really have any strong feelings for Kelsey. I don't know why they're almost doing it too much.
I would
they're
agree.
Downplaying
we didn't
Kelsey.
Even know who she was through five episodes.
They're downplaying Kelsey a little too much. You remember I said the Kelseys are going to be late risers or something like that because we knew nothing about either of them.
Yes.
And now it's happened. I think they might have gone a little bit too far on the pendulum of making us not care about Kelsey, because now I don't care.
If I were going to do two, if I were going to switch a rose order, this is a rose order I would switch after the Kelsey note thing. You want to make it seem like Kelsey is not.
But why'd they
like
do
he's
last
really
week?
Thinking about it. I wouldn't have done last week.
Yeah.
And what I definitely would have done is made sure that the remaining rose, when we're led to believe it's the last rose, is not
it.
Visible in the shot. That's really easy to fix. Zoom in a touch.
Just a touch would fix it.
And when this was going around last week, the fact that they didn't fix it for this week is insane to the point where now my mind
it
is going conspiratorial
places. It almost makes you think they're doing little Easter eggs for those watching close.
I don't know what to think.
Like, you can't tell me the producers aren't aware of what's going on online. Like, they're not. There's just
of
no way
they're
blind to that. So they would have seen the same shit we saw, which was people saw that they'd placed it like that. They could have made the change if they wanted to, which
you
makes
could have
you
fixed
think
it for this week.
They're
yeah.
doing it on purpose as, I don't know, maybe a just a little Easter egg, something fun for
I
the
don't
people
know.
Watching
something,
closely.
Just a fun, innocent thing.
It's
no,
a fun little
the
Easter egg.
Too high.
No. The stakes are too high.
If you want us to think Daisy, well, if the whole point has been to build Daisy into a bachelorette, potential bachelorette, you got to fix this stuff. You cannot have the second rose visible this week after it went around last week. You can't. Insane that that occurred.
Is Daisy John Cena?
How so?
She
should we just go all in and ruin this episode
just,
for non-WWE fans?
You know, I can't get it out of my head. Or maybe even better, she's Roman Reigns from 2000 and...
face Roman Reigns? Stuffed down our... Yeah.
Stuffed down our throat by the producers of the show, Roman Reigns. Is that going to be Daisy, where when she is announced as the Bachelor, it's a chorus of boos and Daisy sucks chants? Like Cena.
No, because I think people like Daisy
sucks.
A little bit. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I think people
like
will
be upset that it's not Maria more so than it is Daisy. I don't think people actually hate Daisy necessarily.
Oh, I don't think anyone hates Roman Reigns. I think they hate the idea of their person not being chosen.
That's true. Okay, so Maria, Daniel Bryan, or whoever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The people's champ.
Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
If you're liking this episode. Anyway,
there's
they
a lot
think
of crossover
the,
between Bachelor
yeah,
fans
sure
and wrestling
is.
Fans. There's tons.
Huge overlap. When you go to a wrestling show, you look around and you go, these people love The Bachelor too, I bet.
It's on the show that's on at the
same group
time.
Of yeah, exactly. All right. They want us to think Daisy's the favorite. She's obviously not. He obviously, I think, loves Kelsey. He's giving her these first roses despite the things. And all the damn spoiled people in the mailbag.
The spoiled. They're spoiled.
Anyway, Rachel didn't get a rose. We haven't said Rachel's name yet, but she didn't get a rose. Sad. But not
unexpected.
Yeah. Rachel in studio. Nice little moment with her and Susan. Susan was in the audience.
Well, you know, Susan gives you the I'm proud of you rim.
I felt that.
That
I felt
means
like,
more
I want
than
that.
Anything Joey can possibly give you in life, folks. So who's the real winner of this season? It's the person that got the respect and love of Susan. Proud of you.
That's not a joke. Yeah. Wow. It's like, I would do anything for an
I'd do anything
from
for
Susan.
That. I'd do anything for that from Susan. Who's the podcast? Susan and who? Which one? Kathy?
Kathy. Asking Kathy. Zip it, Kathy.
I'm concerned
Teresa.
About Kathy. After that wedding, she's gonna fly I'm very concerned about her about her talent level in terms of leading a show.
Yeah, everybody's got to start somewhere. You know, got to work your way up on the mic.
I think I would have gone a different direction. That's all.
Joey comes out, Joey and Rachel. They laugh a little bit about how she liked seeing him cry.
Mm-hmm. These two joke around.
These two joke around, and like I said, they have a very natural rapport and conversations. Followed by what is now a recurring tell-all segment, where they have to remind people not to send racist DMs to the contestants on the reality TV show.
Yep.
Joey in the hot seat, back to positivity. Kelsey T and her father have reconnected. That's good. Heartwarming.
That's good.
They sandwiched the ugliness, the nastiness, and rumors.
The rumors and
with some positivity.
Yeah.
And some what I thought were legitimately great bloopers.
Extended bloopers, I thought. This seemed longer than usual.
It made me wonder if they've been holding out on us.
Of course they've been holding out on us.
Or this
I've
is
always
just a funny
said
cast.
They should do like a full hour of YouTube bloopers.
Why not?
I know you have them.
The impressions, Daisy and Rachel were doing impressions that were all funny.
Very funny.
Joey was putting macarons away.
He was absolutely, you know.
Housing them.
That's like a he's one of us moment.
Yeah, yeah.
On
one of the guys.
He's just one of us. Slamming. I would have been doing the same thing. I would have eaten 40 of those cookies. And he seems was, like he did.
He was apparently doing it only while she was in changing. So she had no idea.
Well, yeah,
he was just pounding
you don't
cookies.
Want to be seen eating 20 cookies while you're
This is hot Joey we're talking about here. He's got appearances to keep up.
Yeah. And you want it to feel like the, you know, I'm here on this date, excited about you
no,
coming
not.
Out. Not well, me focused on drinking the champagne and eating these cookies.
Yeah. Yeah, the Jesse thing wasn't great, but I'm in the tank for Jesse, so he gets a pass.
Oh, I enjoyed the Jesse thing with the mouth moving, the poorly done. It was poorly done on purpose.
That's like a late night. That's like a Conan bit. Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I thought the lines could have been funnier. It was a little too safe.
Well,
but that's Jesse.
Okay.
That's Jesse's brand.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
A lot of other bloopers. A lot of America's Funniest Home Video stuff where people almost got hurt. I burst out laughing when I think it was Rachel had the dress rack fall on her. I mean, people were getting really
good bloopers.
And then Lauren, it's a shame Lauren had to leave so early. She was comedy. That's a genuine shame that she left, like, I think week two or three.
Yeah. Yeah, what could have been in terms of the sisters, for sure.
Yeah, she Allison, I don't think said anything on this.
She's the one who threw the cake, right?
Yes.
Lauren? Yeah. So obviously she's got
what
something
it takes.
There. She's got what it takes to be a great reality TV star.
Then they say goodbye to Joey. What was your perception of him and this, you know, they sent him away. He looked like he wasn't looking forward to next week. He didn't look happily engaged. Is this all a ruse?
Are you saying he's faking being sad?
I don't know what to think anymore.
You thought he looked sad, though.
He looked genuinely sad when he left.
Yeah, I agree.
He's like, shit.
I agree.
Gotta come back.
He doesn't look
bullshit.
Like an engaged man.
He doesn't. But if The Bachelor ends up alone, why would you tell us that all season? Why would you make us think that? How much better would it be and more shocking if it happened out of the blue?
I don't think either of us think that's actually going to happen.
I don't think so either. But man, when he was
the
walking around, I'm like,
looked,
this fucking guy's sad.
Tail between his legs on his way out. Yeah. I don't know. Is it just one episode next week?
Just one 3-hour finale. Jesse even tells us after Joey left, what happens is at the end is so heart-wrenching.
We didn't want to
make Joey relive it.
They were just talking about the clips for... They didn't even show us that much. I watched it. I watched what's coming up.
I did.
I usually like don't, but I felt like I had to.
Yes, I agree. They made it seem like both Daisy and Kelsey are waffling, and that one or both doesn't reciprocate his love, which happens to be his biggest fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed him what really threw me was he got into the Tahoe alone, crying. That's crying in a Tahoe leaving. What, is he going to come back and propose to Kelsey?
That's a hard thing to explain as a podcaster.
I agree.
As someone who doesn't believe this story to be true. That scene right there, I can't really explain.
Everything else I explained away.
Everything else I can explain. In the Tahoe, driving away, sad?
Crying? Alone?
I can't explain what's happening there. I really can't. That one gave me pause.
That teaser was good.
It's a good teaser.
No matter what happens in the finale, I'm willing to say this has been a really good, if not great, season. Because I don't know how it's going to end. Yep. I'm excited for the finale, even though I believe people have spoiled it for us.
I think we'll be happy if either person wins. Yeah. Usually we are upset by who the person has selected.
Not this case.
Not going to be the case here.
No.
And if he does get his heart broken?
Also
that's
good TV.
Magical TV.
Magical.
So I'm excited.
This can't be a bad season, no matter how it ends.
Mm-mm.
And up to this point, the drama was good. Yes, it was a great cast and we had great drama. I wanted to say that. This was just solid all the way.
Great cast, great drama. Yep. Agreed.
We either got a fairy tale or what?
Heartbreak.
Or heartbreak.
Opposite sides of the spectrum. We're getting one of them. And I imagine if... So let's do predictions, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go first. I still... I think I'm still... I'm just going to stick to my guns and say Daisy wins. And they are still together.
Horrible. Oh, that's a horrible prediction.
But you have to remember.
I can't believe you said that.
So I'm just sticking to my guns. What are we both going to say, Kelsey?
Yeah.
No.
Or.
I've thought Daisy since the beginning.
He's in the Tahoe, AB.
Yeah, he is in the Tahoe. No, I think him and Daisy are together currently. Give that as part of your prediction, if they're together or not. So.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So you're going Kelsey, obviously, and you're saying they're still
together. I'm going Kelsey. Let me twist.
Can you explain the Tahoe somehow?
No, that's an unexplainable clip. And in fact, I think there might be like, it might be like
what
the Hills or something where they
day.
Film something. They film like an alternate ending, you know, like they're going to pull away the background for that Tahoe. They're going to pull it away. You won't be in a Tahoe. I don't know. I think
he hops
Kelsey
out of the Tahoe and it's a dance number with the entire cast.
Yes.
Everyone's there.
Yeah, all the actors there.
The music.
Joey. Everybody's an actor.
The music is playing in all the casting.
He gives
all
Daisy and Kelsey a hug.
Yeah,
all right,
everyone
I'll see you
gets
later.
A hug. They do a bow together.
Services.
And then we close out the scene.
I mean, that's just as likely, I think. No, he picks Kelsey. She says yes. And then they're not together now? I don't know. I have no clue. If you're tuning in for predictions, you're in the wrong place. That's one thing I can tell you.
No, if you're tuning in for correct predictions, you're at the wrong place.
Yeah, I feel like wrong predictions.
You can, with predictions.
Yeah, but they're not going to be like, I never feel good about them. I never feel confident about them.
No, I feel horrible about what I just predicted. I don't believe what I'm saying.
When someone makes a preseason prediction about who's going to win the Super Bowl and then that team like barely gets into the playoffs and they go back to that guy on ESPN and when the playoffs starts, mm-hmm. he's like, well, I picked him before the season. I'm sticking with him.
Sticking
like,
with
you can
it.
Change. Things have happened. They
That's
played a
what
bunch
I'm
of
doing.
Games. You know they're not as good
exactly
as when you picked
That's exactly what
them.
I'm doing.
Yeah, just you can change.
Got to stick with them. Nope.
All right, let's go to the mailbag. 773-234-7794. Question was, how do you like the season? And we got some other stuff. Got a couple rants on here that I kind of want to read. Michelle says, I'm really liking this season. I was a little concerned when they picked Joey, since he seemed pretty heartbroken over Charity at the time, but it looks like he's had fun, and he seems like a genuinely nice guy. I'm rooting for him to find a great relationship, in parentheses, with Rachel or Kelsey, but the promos have me scared. Thank you, Michelle. Rachel from Nashville, my guess as to what has never been done before at the finale is Joey throwing up due to his nerves. In press interviews, he seems to chuckle/smirk when this teaser is brought up, and in the preview, you see him walking off the proposal set with a team of 4 or 5 people. Typically, a team like that is only shown on camera during a medical issue. Thank you, Rachel.
That's interesting.
I can buy a puke.
Yeah. Pukes, nervous puke.
They got it. He's in the back of the Tahoe going to get some fluids, going to get an IV.
IV, yeah.
That almost seems more likely than him ending up alone.
But why'd he be crying, though?
He's sweating. It's hot. He's sick. He's got the flu. Montezuma's revenge.
Full-blown flu. Okay.
Allie from Atlanta absolutely loved seeing Susan again and want her to counsel everyone from here on out.
Yeah.
First off, I freaked out before Kelsey's chat with Leslie when they zoomed in on the resort sign, rewound it, and called my husband in to confirm that that's where we went for our 7-year anniversary trip back in 2023.
Wow.
It turns out we were there 2 to 3 weeks before Joey came to film Fantasy Suites. I feel like a celebrity, but I also feel like The Bachelor doesn't have as big a budget as we thought because it was not a bougie or celebrity-level resort by any means, though it was nice and we had a great time. To answer the question of the week, I'm loving this season, and Joey has skyrocketed to the top of my favorite Bachelor power rankings, now above number 2, Sean Lowe, and number 3, Ben Higgins.
Who's won? Oh, he's
Joey
won?
Skyrocketed. Above them.
Oh, okay.
This season
one
has
Joey,
been
Joey, Sean Lowe, that's,
Ben Higgins.
That is my list, but I would put Joey 3rd.
People who have only listened recently are saying, oh, how can you put Joey behind them? AB watched those in real time. He watched Sean Lowe live.
I was there, Rim.
He was there.
I was there.
And he's got a strong tie to those two in particular, Sean Lowe.
Sean Lowe was better than Joey.
The humble hoss, as I call him.
The humble hoss. Humble hunk. Yeah.
This season has been fantastic in that I have no clue who's going to win and will genuinely be both pumped and devastated either way by Joey's final choice, because I can really see it with both Daisy and Kelsey. Finally, I know Rim won't read this part. Nope, I won't. You're right. Thank you for the compliment. Not reading it. Thank you, Allie from Atlanta. Hannah, I'm back to watching The Bachelor because this season is rocking it. I love this season.
Back when America was really rocking.
It's the first one I've been back to watch since I gave up in the middle of Pilot Pete seasons oh so long ago. I love the real love story I can see developing, and the lack of manufactured drama keeps me coming back for more episodes. I did skip the Sydney episodes at the beginning, hard pass on that kind of drama. I'm here for this season, and Joey, it seems like the producers and editors are supporting most of the cast and the lead instead of wringing them out and hanging them out to dry like they have in past seasons. More support and positive story building for both The Bachelor and the contestants, please. Love that about this season, all in all. It's been a great season. Thank you, Hannah. This is from someone who identifies as sweet and spicy. Honey Lays is what... I wonder if their last name is Honey Lays.
I mean, that's where my head went. That's Honey Lays.
My tongue is...
You talking Honey Lays?
Got my attention, sweet and spicy. Honey Lays. This is my favorite Bachelor season. This is my favorite group of women since Sherlock Pete season. Except where he chose the absolute worst decision at every point, even made up decisions like bringing someone back, Joey really seems to be doing it right. Women Tell All was a lot more enjoyable than usual. Is it just me, or did Maria get huge pops from the audience? It was not just you. It felt like Jerry Springer, Sweet and Spicy says. That's how loud the audience was. I can almost believe the signs they were holding were real. Thank you, Sweet and Spicy.
You know what the lead hasn't done on this season that's been a nice move on their part was, I feel like every season the lead makes a decision that alienates the rest of the cast, that fucks them all over. Mm. And Joey didn't have anything like that. Whether it be keeping someone that everyone knows is wrong, or giving someone too much attention, that type of stuff. I don't think that happened this season. So all the women were in a better situation than they had been.
No one has any resentment for him. None.
Yeah. No one hates him. Nobody. But we usually have been going the last, you know, 5 years. We leave and every woman hates the lead because of the decisions they've made along the way. And Joey hasn't made those decisions. Now, part of that might be producer helping him along the way for certain.
For certain.
But that is the case. They don't hate him. And
I totally agree.
Hate him.
We've been asking for that because every season at some point, the Bachelor is made out to
everybody.
Be a dud or some. He's made out to be an oaf numbskull who does something stupid and can't be relied upon. There's no reason to present the lead like that every time. You don't have to. We like good people.
That's we like seeing good people. And then also, it's guilty by association with whoever that person picks. Like, whoever Clayton picks or whoever Peter picks, we're like, well,
Zach.
I don't even fucking like them anymore because they're with that guy.
Totally.
So, yeah, it was just a backwards thought that
they don't need to do that anymore.
That they've been doing for a long time now where the lead needs to be hated near the end. And they've went away from that with Joey. It's complete opposite. Nobody hates him.
I agree. That's what I think that changed after the Gary season. They said, let's try
Gary.
This now.
Yep.
People like it. Rachel from Dallas, my thoughts on Daisy. I agree that something seems off, but I don't think she's an actress. I think she's trying to make herself be into Joey, even though it's not there for her. That is why so much of it seems performative. They seem like a great match on paper, and I think she wants it to be a better fit than it is, so her efforts make it seem over the top and fake. They just don't have that ease and natural chemistry that he and Kelsey do. Thank you, Rachel.
Interesting. I could buy that.
Yeah. Reese in Boston. Overall, I like this season because it gave us a unicorn with Maria. Way better of a season than I thought Joey could have given us as the lead. I also wanted to say, as someone who took the oath with the two of you, I'm on your side. If you thought Kelsey before Hometowns, then you are as spoiled as it gets in this game.
Who is that? Who wrote this, Rim?
This is Reese in Boston. So I'm with you guys that it has to be Kelsey with all the spoiled commenters.
So many spoils.
Also with Rim Harrison, that I don't know what the Rim Harrison reference is, but I'll take it, that Daisy has to be the reason for Joey's emotional ending because there's no way any other contestant could have done that to him this season. Anyways, I just pray that actress Daisy doesn't cost us potentially the best Bachelorette season of all time with Maria. If that is the case and we do not get her running the beaches of paradise, I truly say we riot. Also, I just watched Traitors. And I'm a new Patreon member, proxy you guys, and props to Pilot Pete. Thank you, Reese. Wow, interesting.
Oh, wow.
Traitors
people
pretty
are
good.
People are really talking about more Rim and AB and Traitors. Something we comment. Something we recapped. People are talking about that.
Okay. Thank you, Reese. This is from Mike. Hold on. You two need to check yourselves.
Oh, God.
How did you gloss over what the song that Daisy sang on? The lyrics were insane, and it makes me question her judgment. Call me Gloss Out Rabbit, NAB, because I am glossing over that. I stay glossing on that candy paint. Pouring drink, sipping drink, whatever it is.
Stay glossing. I listen
Hold on,
to
we're
the
not
song.
Done. Mike wrote out the lyrics here, which I will read.
Let me just say before I fit. That was just a song. Like, that's a random song. I can't be paying attention to songs like that.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you mean?
It was some random guy in Daisy. I'm not going to be like,
what
I'm
going
to listen to that more than one time and listen to what the lyrics are. It's Daisy,
you know,
and
Daisy
some random guy, white dude rapping. Okay.
Hey.
It's not really.
This is
okay,
his
ahead,
verse
though.
That repeats what is felt like 25 times. I'm going to read this portion of the verse.
This person had to listen to this song like 5 times. That wasn't in the cards for me.
No.
Yes, you did.
Heard it once. Heard
what
the lyrics.
What do you think? They got
the
lyrics video on YouTube of this
song?
They
got the captions up. And when you post a music video on YouTube, it's standard practice to, when you click see more on the description, the whole lyrics are there. At least
this seems like
Vivo.
An older video to me.
I think I'm better and I don't give a F now. I'm going to censor it. So you can lick on my ends.
Wait, who said this? Daisy?
No, the guy.
Oh, the guy?
The guy. Okay. So you can lick on my ends.
Ends?
And S my D now.
He said the actual words?
Of course he did.
Is this true?
That ain't a fossil, Lil B. It's a bust down, which I probably should have censored as well.
Is this true?
This is true, A.B. This is what those lyrics are. And you didn't listen to the song and you brushed it aside.
I wasn't
and didn't
listening
care.
To a word they said.
Me neither. I've watched the video now. She's probably not even the only one to have been in a music video from this season. They need to play this. Mike continues. They need to play this song at the Women Tell All or after the final rose, wherever she ends up, and have a picture-in-picture with Joey's face as he watches this. I picture it would be the Chrissy Teigen meme face. Thank you, Mike. All right, AB, what'd you think? You've listened to the song.
Vulgar.
It's vulgar.
Yeah. He's right. I didn't catch any of that.
And it does it change your view of Daisy?
Who said this? What's is it? Who is it?
Mike. Mike, also appalled. And in fact, put some asterisks where instead of the full words that were vulgar.
Thank God.
I know. Well, I would have really clutched my pearls on this and thought, I've never heard such language. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind playing this. You know, as it's when she's walking out.
Yeah, well, she'd stop and
on the after the final round.
Do the dance, yeah. Do the bounce.
Like I mean, listen, it sounds pretty good. I won't even lie to you about that, Rem. It sounds pretty good. The lyrics are not my cup of tea. What do you want me to say about it?
Oh, come on. Thank you, Mike. My opinion still hasn't changed. I'll gloss over that.
Yeah, same. It wasn't her singing it, Rem.
Yep, nope.
Something to think about there. Mike, she didn't sing those words. Okay.
Keep in mind, this has come from somebody who's gone all in on Daisy prediction and is still sticking with it despite all evidence to the contrary.
And all the spoilers. The only reason the only evidence we have is the spoilers.
That people are sneaking into the mailbag. Yeah. I understand that. I understand. That's the most convincing evidence I've ever read. I am. This is from Sam, a Niagara Falls, New York native, all caps. This is a rant.
At us?
And I will periodically note
are they
where
mad
the,
at us
where
or
the words
else?
Are all caps. Just wait for the rant. Just wait for the rant.
Okay. Please let me know when they're all caps. I do need to
well,
know
Well, New
that.
York native was all caps, and that should give you a hint. Niagara Falls, New York native. I need to share a grievance with the show I haven't stopped thinking about.
Is this about The Office?
Maria's hometown location. All caps. Maria's hometown was in Niagara Falls, New York. As someone who is from surrounding Niagara Falls area, I feel qualified to discuss how led astray we have been as viewers from this hometown. First off, everyone knows the Canadian side of Niagara Falls is significantly prettier with a better view. It's just a fact. Second off, the Maid of the Mist is strictly on the U.S. side. The Canadians have their own version of this. I believe it's called Hornblower Cruise. Granted, it is worse than Maid of the Mist, but that's besides the point. Also, they gave Joey and Maria essentially rain jackets, and I'll tell you what, the ponchos they actually provide on the Maid of the Mist are not that cute. Lastly, Niagara, New York. The city itself is not a fun city to be in. I can say that as a native Western New Yorker. I was so caught on the details of them being on the U.S. side of Niagara Falls, I couldn't focus on our hometown. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this rant. I literally told everyone I knew about it, specifically my mom, who also listens to this pod. Linda, if you're listening, I'm sorry you had to hear it twice. Thank you, Sam. Niagara Falls, New York native.
Okay, can you explain the gripes?
Maria is from Canada.
You know, a Cliff Note version. Too long, didn't read. Too long, didn't hear.
You weren't listening to that? I thought it was now in the presentation
too long, didn't
of
read.
It.
I don't understand. You, well, I apologize, give me the bullet
Sam.
Points, please.
Those were bullet points. There's literally bullet points.
Give me shorter bullet points.
Maria is not from New York. She's from Canada. She's from
so
all,
why
far
were
on the
they
other side
York?
Of whatever one of the Great Lakes is up there. They were in New York for some reason. They were on the New York side of Niagara Falls. Sam, who's from well, that area, said they should have done it on the Canadian side where she's actually from. It's misleading. They filmed her hometown in a different country.
Well, then you got to have everyone go through customs and...
They went to Canada later that day.
They already
day.
Did that. You already did the whole rigmarole. Oh, they were in Canada earlier? Were they ever in Canada, is my question. Or
yeah,
were
they
in they New
York?
Of course,
they went to where she... Yeah.
It might have just been a fucking... Remember, they were sitting on like a high... It could have been just a random... It might not have been her
well,
house.
I don't
They're probably in New
that's
York.
That's a good point. Yeah.
They probably never crossed over again. That's my guess.
So they made her family cross, but not them.
Yeah. Then you don't need to have the whole cast, the crew.
Damn.
Crossover. Right. You've already been doing all this traveling. You're in America. Let's just knock this out in America. It looks the same. I know that's going to piss her off. Looks the same. I would have never known.
Credit to Sam for the funny rant, though.
But the rant is about
that you stomped all over with true logistics.
The logistics
reality of filming television.
It makes tons of sense to do it in New York. But Maria's from Canada. They should have done it in Canada, and it's better in Canada anyways. Is that what we're saying?
That's the bullet points.
That's the bullet points. Yes. Okay. Okay. Yep. I appreciate the rant fully.
Didn't seem like it.
Initially. I appreciate it. I mean, I didn't listen to it, and then when I did hear about what the...
when I got a recap later,
I didn't agree. So, I mean, take that however you want, but I do appreciate the rant.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, everyone who texted on the mailbag, 773-234-7794. We appreciate it, as always. Do you have a question for the finale? I guess we should ask a question for what people thought of something that occurs on the finale. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, just give it. Sound off. That's all what right. This is.
What'd you think of the
final
finale?
Episode? Let us know what you thought.
I want to know if you wrote in here acting like I used my intuition to find out that it was Kelsey. I saw their little moments together and
come
I knew
clean.
Kelsey would come fucking clean.
Come clean. Be
come
honest.
Clean. Come clean. And I will. And listen, we'll grant you immunity.
Mm-hmm. Immunity.
Fingers crossed by my back. We'll ban those people. I'm convinced that people
come
were
clean.
In the mailbag.
Come clean.
They heard a little buzz.
We're talking about
something.
You.
If you think we're talking about you, we are.
If you're wondering, are they talking about me? Yeah, we're talking about you. Okay.
Hey, Julie here. I just thought him and Kelsey had a great... Give me a break.
Give me a break. She's hardly on screen. Didn't know her name until 2 weeks ago.
Show yourselves. Show yourself. 773-234-7794. It's all in good fun. Although, if people were really spoiling, people submarine spoilers, I'm going to be legitimately
it.
Like furious.
I mean it. I mean it. I mean it. Come clean.
All right. Power rankings.
Daisy, Kelsey.
That's your 1-2?
Yeah.
Here are my power rankings. Unranked Daisy, unranked Kelsey. Joey ends up alone.
You already did your prediction, and that
I know,
wasn't
but
your
I wrote
prediction.
The power rankings first. Yeah, that's okay. Fine. That's a fair.
So,
criticism.
What do you really think, Rim? Can you answer?
Know.
You've given two different predictions now. What do you actually think?
Choose your own adventure. I don't know.
Gun to your head. Gun.
All right.
Know.
Okay. Fine.
Gun
fine.
To your head.
I didn't consider that you might do that.
One in the front. One in the back.
Kelsey accepts his proposal. They're not together at yeah.
Now that's hold up for him. That's your
yeah,
third.
Change it.
That's your third prediction.
And that's my third and final.
Okay, so your final is Kelsey accepts his proposal and
they're
they
on
are
the rocks.
Not together at
they're working through something.
They're working
Joey cheated
which
on her.
Means Joey would never.
Well, that's what they want us to think. Joey. Who knows?
Wow, what a prediction. I mean, listen, I got Daisy, Kelsey. I think they're still together. But that video.
He's in the Tahoe. I mean,
the music video with that language.
Oh, get over.
If Joey sees that, you know, it's going to give you, it's going to make you think. I'm going to go with Daisy winning. And they are still happily together. And Maria is named the Bachelorette. And she comes out to a much bigger applause than Joey and Daisy get. That's my prediction.
Well, that would be sad. I don't want that. I want Joey and whoever he is with.
If they announce the Bachelorette and it is Maria, I don't care who won.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're moving on.
They're getting over. They're getting pushed to the side. Okay?
Bachelor prediction, I don't think it's going to be Maria.
Here.
I don't think it's going to be Maria because...
Really?
I know she has a lot of support, but she might be a little polarizing, and I think they're playing it... They're going safer, happy.
So who's your Bachelorette prediction before?
Daisy.
I assume they're... Have they said they're going to announce it? I guess
no.
They haven't.
It's usually
so maybe they're not even
going to
announce it.
They might not.
Hmm. Okay, so you got Daisy. Okay.
Sure. I don't know. I don't like any of my predictions. Nobody hold me to those. Okay, I think there was a Real TV Fantasy scoring last night. And if there wasn't, then we're just going to give out more sticker. So 94 people tied for first with 196 points. Smoochie Poo.
Mm.
From Nicole K. Congratulations. You want a sticker? Send us a message on Instagram or in the mailbag 773-234-7794 and we will get you a sticker. Anything else, AB?
Nope.
Okay.
Excited for next week.
Can't wait. That's all there is to it. Can't wait. All right. Yep. Talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.